Hi, everyone, and welcome to Loving Food, Loving Life. We have a special encore call with Lynn Waldrop. Never done this before, but we had so many questions and comments about her original interview. And because the nature of her work with bodies is so comprehensive, we just weren't able to get to all of the questions. We still had a two-hour interview and didn't even get through, you know, a tenth of them. So Lynn graciously agreed to come back and answer some more questions, do some more healing on the calls. We're also going to talk about the foundation package, which we announced after the call, as it's just a more of a smaller step to take if you're interested in the work, but maybe we'll just want to try out. It's the beginning first half of the package, we'll say. You get all the bonuses, but you also get four of the eight modules. And that's a really great way to get started with Lynn if you're just new to her work. And so today, questions and calls about weight. We're going to just really get straight to it. And I just wanted to share one thing. Lynn doesn't even know this one. But there was a lady on the call in the original interview, so it's just 5 days ago, who had constipation issues. And Lynn did a very short healing for her. And she wrote today to say that she hasn't had any constipation since then. And she literally, 70 years old, had had it since childhood. So she said, since the call, it's not been a problem at all. She hasn't had to take anything. And that was one of her main concerns, that she didn't want to take a lot of the meds that they were prescribing. So that is so amazing what can happen in such a short period of time. So with that being said, let's jump in. We are going to take a caller first, just to get some energy. So remember, just one or two sentences and about your issue, and Lynn will ask questions if she needs to. So this is somebody in Pennsylvania, 717 area code. I'm going to unmute you. I'm going to try it again. There we go. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Okay, here's my question. When I was 43, started having flashbacks and remembered an entire childhood of sexual abuse. And after I remembered those memories, I gained 70 pounds, and I have not been able to get it off or stop. I like to dissociate and eat. So that's my thing. Question.
Lynn, take it away.
Hello.
Hi.
So that's one of the reasons you're so typical. Not that people don't necessarily remember until they're in their 40s, but it doesn't matter when you become aware of what the body has been through. But that was the reason why it was so important that we created the abuse module to go with this, because in past weight series that I had done, it became very apparent that there was like this one major wall that was blocking so many people from losing. And as soon as we could get through that wall, all of a sudden it was just like one domino after another just seemed to fall and fall and fall and fall. One of the biggest things that you have to really get about the abuse, and it doesn't matter whether it's sexual or emotional, verbal, emotional, it feels that traumatic to each person. But one of the biggest things that this program does, and it's really the basis for everything that I do, it's literally getting the charge out of the cells of the body. Mm-hmm. So you can go to all these therapies and you can do all these things, but until you can actually unwind it and get that charge and those thoughts, feelings, and emotions out of the cells of the body, they seem to always come back and rear their ugly heads. You might get rid of it for a while, but then it comes back. Okay? So let's just do a clearing where we just move through everybody's bodies on the call. And you really have a choice here. Do you want to continue to allow whatever occurred? Again, it doesn't matter which kind of abuse it was. But are you willing to allow that to rule your world, to hurt your body, to cause you disease, pain, and weight? Or are you willing to choose something different right now, today?
Yes, I'm
willing. And it sounds like a really basic question, doesn't it?
No, and I understand that it can be complex and messy.
So one of the things I want to unwind here is everywhere where you guys get stuck in a story, you can extrapolate this process we're about to do as well. It can really be for any kind of trauma, any kind of, and a trauma can be pretty much anything for anybody, right? I can trip and stub my toe, and that can be a trauma, or I could have really horrific sexual abuse, and that be trauma. So really, this helps to unwind any of those kind of traumas, because we want to clear out the story. And you know how when you tell a story, it just seems to embellish? And I'm not saying that you are embellishing anything that you received, but smaller traumas, a lot of times, it gets embellished. And over time, it gets expanded and more energy is put towards it. So let's go through everybody's body. And remember, even if, and Amy can probably attest to this when I'm done jabbering here.
I know what you're going to say, yep.
She didn't even feel like she had any kind of abuse at all in this lifetime. However, when we did this particular module, she still felt a lot of release. So let's go ahead and do this, and then Amy can tell you her part of the story. Because remember, this isn't just for this lifetime. This is for any lifetime. So what are the chances that you have never in any lifetime had sexual, verbal, emotional abuse of any sort? Okay. So just and that's one of the reasons why this module, we tell you, you can even turn the volume down on it if it's something that will affect you by hearing some of the words that are in there, because it's not about the words, it's about the energy. So let's just move through the bodies. And really, I kept jabbering on because it was trying to get everybody on the call comfortable with the topic. And again, that's another reason why we say you can turn the volume down on that one until you can be more comfortable with it. So just going to move through. And any lines of resistance, can we just go ahead and release any of that from the cells? I'm not trying to take anything away. Body's certainly not trying to take anything away. You get to keep whatever you choose to keep. But whatever about the stories, whatever about the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you are so holding on to, and you're ruling your life and your body with those, that you're willing to release right now. We sweep through the body, pulling it all out, unwinding it all from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And everybody stores this kind of thing in different places. So there's a lot of people unwinding in the solar plexus, other in the stomach, others in the brain, some in the legs, some in the reproductive area, some in the feet. So just literally let it unwind through every part of your body. It looks like that energy is going to keep running for a little while, so you guys may still feel the movement throughout this call on this one. So everywhere these things have been affecting your body, especially holding any kind of weight on, and we a lot of times will go through different TFEs, thoughts, feelings, and emotion processes having to do with this, but a lot of times it boils down to safety and protection, the need to protect ourselves. So was there anything in particular that came up for you when you saw these flashbacks? Was there a thought that came up, like, I need to protect myself from this person, or something completely different that kind of came up in your world?
Well, it completely shattered the construct of reality that I had thought my life was, because I had a fantasy bond with my dad. And I didn't know about my grandmother, that she was after me too. So what I thought my life was, it was this thing like I'm like shattered. It was just felt for years. I said I just feel shattered.
Okay. So everyone.
Because I already had like a lot of. I was born with a hole in this in my I didn't have an upper lip, and so there was a lot of 12. There was a lot going on the first 12 years, and so I thought that was what I had to deal with in this life. So then when this came, it was like, it can't be, that couldn't have happened on top of all the other things.
And let me just say, for everybody out there, please don't refuse these energies. This is, and I didn't say this earlier, but just because I'm speaking with her doesn't mean that these energies can't flow through each of you and change different energies within you. So I don't function from the space where I'm working with this one person. I'm working with everybody that's on this call and is going to listen to this call. Okay, so let me start with that. The second piece of this is, so everywhere where there's this energy of being shattered and being broken,
mm-hmm.
and my life is a lie, those kinds of things, okay? Your life is not a lie. You are physically here. You are a wonderful, beautiful person. So everywhere where you've created certain decisions around the new knowledge that you have, can we delete those, please?
Yes.
And actually, the idea of being broken is something that we talk about several times throughout this program. So what if none of you are broken? And Amy wanted me to talk a little bit more about, you'll hear throughout the program, you talk about master creator. You are the master creator of your life. You create everything about your life. So if we can create crap of whatever kind it is, and sometimes it's crap of magnitude, we can turn that kaleidoscope and turn it into a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life. So what I would invite you here is, look, you can let these programs run your life, the programs of being shattered, of being broken. Or you can now turn the kaleidoscope and we can go, okay, so as the master creator, what can I take from this? I'm a very strong individual. You know, a lot of times there's an entire list. Is there anything that comes to mind when I ask, what can you take from this new awareness?
Well, I don't know if this is the right answer. It's more like a question.
There's no,
like,
right or wrong.
What and why in the world would I have created so much harshness, so much cruelty? Like, I think there's a part of me that is angry at me, if you buy into that theory or belief system that we create all of this. It's like, what were you thinking? You couldn't have been thinking. It's like,
okay, so everywhere where there's anger that comes up,
mm-hmm.
everywhere where there's any kind of judgment of you for whatever you've created,
mm-hmm.
okay? See, to me, it's all about choice. It's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do today. And if it doesn't work out quite so well, I'm like, wow, that wasn't what I was expecting to happen here. Let's create something different now. One of my taglines is, if you don't like what life is like Play-Doh, if you don't like what you've created, smash it, laugh at it, and create something new, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the things that we create are really funny when you take a look at it. And again, that was another theme that really hit towards the end of this program for the people in the live program, because when they would come and especially be in private sessions or on some of the calls, they would hear some of the things that were coming out of their mouth, and as soon as it came out, they're going, wow, that sounds really silly when I actually verbalize it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere where you're angry at you, everywhere where there's any decisions that were made, everywhere there's any judgments around you, and whatever was created in your life for whatever reason. See, I don't get hung up in the reasons either.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is relevant, because that's where a lot of people stick and brew for years. Okay? The question is, do you want to change it? Do you want to get past it?
Absolutely.
So everything that's holding it in place and anything that assisted you in creating it, including any oaths and vows to your father, to your grandmother, to whoever all the individuals were that were involved in all this, can we just cancel all of those oaths and vows and delete
yes.
everywhere they've affected any cell?
Yes.
And what canceling the oaths and vows and contracts and agreements, there's a tons of words for it, and a lot of times different lifetimes use different words. Some people will be a little hesitant about deleting them, especially if they're still alive and they're, you know, sisters or moms or something like that. And it's not that those people will leave your life. It's just that you guys at some point created a pattern. You created a pinky swear. You created a contract that said, this is the kind of play we're going to create in every lifetime, and you have to play your part. So sometimes in abuse situations, it can be that you two ended up being, you know, husband and wife or lovers in some other lifetime. You could have been enslaved to him as a concubine and he was a king, or, you know, it could be anything, okay? But again, not just the abuse module, but also the past life module, we deal with some of these things because we create these patterns then that we are destined to keep repeating, even if it isn't when you're in the appropriate bodies. You know what I'm saying? A father to a daughter. That would be what you would call in this lifetime the appropriate bodies to do something. So, but these oaths and vows can drive this. So if we can delete those oaths and vows, now the two of you don't have to keep coming back and repeating the same patterns. You can create something new. And even if they're alive, you can still have contact with them and conversation with them. But the way that the two of you will interact can be different because now you can choose something different.
Mm-hmm. No, they're both dead.
So let's just go through the bodies and everywhere there's any loose ends about this particular situation, everywhere where it's ringing through everyone else's universes, anywhere they've had it in their past or their present. And again, any oaths and vows that you guys have to people of abuse situations, no matter what lifetime. And as much that you're willing to cancel and delete them, we move through the bodies. Doesn't matter whether they're in a body or not currently. And then, of course, we want to go through the body and everywhere where you have effect on the physical body. Because even though for 43 years you didn't have a cognitive memory of this, your body cells did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know how to get to the pre-verbal ones because they started when we were infants. And, like, I don't, you know, even therapists didn't know how to, that I went to didn't know how to deal with the pre-verbal.
So we just move through every cell, and no matter what every cell wants to kick out, anywhere where those affected the bodies whatsoever, we just move through deleting all of it. Anybody feels kind of like these different waves moving through them right now? That's the kind of energy that your bodies are asking for to kind of move this out and through you guys. Thank you so much for asking this question. It's a tough question that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it can be so crucial to holding on to weight and just health problems in general. So thank you for having the courage to ask the question.
Thank you so much for doing what you do and taking the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I can attest that even on the whole Facebook group, a lot of people were really nervous about the abuse module before it was coming up, and were like prepping themselves and maybe didn't want to listen to it to be on the live call. A lot of people had a lot of releases, and even people like myself who don't have any abuse that we, you know, in our lifetime, this lifetime, were surprised at how much the energies moved through us as well. So like Lynn said, there's just no way it didn't happen sometime to you. It's too pervasive in this world for it to not affect you somehow. And the past lives ones as well. And that was another one, which we haven't got to, and I doubt we will today, but was the entities. There's a past lives and entities modules. And entities are, you know, energies that are not yours, not your body. And that was a really powerful one for me, too, that I had no idea. I was just like, oh, you know, I'm all me. I don't have any outside energies, but I could definitely feel that one. So it's really surprising when you start going through, as I keep saying, how comprehensive the program is, but it's really surprising how many things are affected by weight, how many things are weight is caused by. So, yeah, it's crazy. how powerful things you didn't even think would matter to you. So let's go to a question. I love this question. Does food really, if this is from somebody in Chesapeake, Amy, does food really affect weight? I feel like it's just a frequency that can be altered with blessings or prayer, and you can let go of what your body doesn't use. I've always felt food has very little to do with a person's body size or shape. I'd be interested in your perception on this.
Yeah, I pretty much agree that, I guess, mm-hmm. number one, food really is for the body, not the person. But we like to make it that food is more for the person, not the body, right? That's that emotional eating. I need my chips or I need my chocolate or whatever, where it's really thought, feeling, emotion, and program driven. However, food is really just for the body to have it be enough to give it some energy, whatever that energy is that it requires. And just like anything else, too much is going to make it not feel good as much as not enough is going to make it not feel good. But my perception is we have been led way astray, especially with it that like the FDA has the little food pyramid of how much you're supposed to eat, that truthfully even that is way more than what is required in a day to eat. So would you want me to do a little clearing on that, Amy?
Sure.
So everywhere where you guys have been programmed on what you have to eat, what you shouldn't eat, and how much you have to eat each day, it's kind of like sleep. You know, they say you have to have 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day. We've been programmed to believe these things. Well, once you have that programming, then guess what? Now you have to function by that, because otherwise it's outside your programming, and then it starts to affect the body. So if you're willing, let's delete the programming on how much you have been told and have bought into that you have to eat to keep a healthy body, and what those things are. And we just move through the body, deleting all of that programming, so that now your body can actually tell you, if you would literally ask your body, what would you like to eat today? What is going to just make you every cell orgasm in just delight because it tastes that good and it is so nutritious for your body? So everywhere you're not willing to have that conversation with the body and let the body guide you to the food rather than you telling the body what's good and what's not, can we delete that? So I agree, and this program is not based off of, we do talk about different foods and things like that, but what we really talk about in the food module is about how to communicate with the body, how to start that conversation so that you can actually receive the information from your body about what food would it like to eat. And some people were very surprised as to what they ended up eating and what they didn't, or I believe Amy said on the call on Sunday, about, like, I just don't even, there's certain foods that just mean absolutely nothing to me, like chocolate means nothing to me anymore. That really shocked
me. I didn't say that.
Well, for me, though, that happened. I mean, it blew me away. And I'll eat maybe 3 to 5 potato chips, and then after that, it's like, nope, I'm done. And I've never, and this is another concept we cover in the program, but my whole life, I struggled with the turnoff switch. Like, I did not have a turnoff switch. I would keep eating, for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes until finally I just was like, oh, my God, I'm sick. There wasn't a turnoff before that. I have a turnoff for the first time in my life, and I'm so enjoying it.
I think for me, it's more that I still love chocolate. It's just I don't think about it as much or want it as much. It just doesn't pop in my head as much. And I remember one of the callers I'm glad you brought this up, because one of the callers was like, but I look forward to my food. Somebody mentioned, or it was a Q&A, you know, I look forward every night to my food. Is that I don't want to give that up. And it's not that you're giving it up, but it's like if you think of somebody who's a smoker, okay, I've never been a smoker in my life. I do not feel deprived at all that I don't want a cigarette. It does not. I'm not a drinker either. I don't feel deprived at all that I don't look forward to a beer. So when you change what you want, it doesn't feel like a deprivation because you just don't want it. But it's like I don't feel deprived for not wanting a cigarette. So you might think, I can't even imagine not really, really looking forward to food at a certain point in my day or something like that and making the highlight of my life. But when it happens naturally, it doesn't feel like you are being deprived. It just feels like you even forget that you ever really made that a big point.
Yeah.
And then I also just wanted to say to Amy, who wrote this question, what she does in this program is how to not hold on. Because we all know those people who eat next to nothing, but hold on to every last scrap of it. Don't want to let anything go. They store everything away as if, you know, and it could be a past life thing. There's so many reasons. And so a lot of it is about how it is about those physical processes and emotional process of letting go, of releasing things that we don't need. And like you said, taking what you need and letting go of what you don't. So there's a lot of that as well to balance that, because I think a lot of people are stuck in that hoarding mode of every calorie or every morsel of food stuck on their body. So yeah, a lot of that's covered, not just in the food module. It comes up in a lot of the modules. So we'll take another question. I'm going to paraphrase this, but this is Teresa. She has the package, but she is in her car on the phone, texting or driving all day, and she's finding that she's trying to listen to all these calls, but it feels tiring because she constantly has to stop and start and to take calls and get on her phone, and she just the fan on her computer bothers her, and she's just saying, this doesn't feel good. I'm really, really tired. I'm getting fatigued over trying to listen to these calls all day long. Why do we need to listen to them over and over? So this is a great question. And why doesn't it all just clear after listening one time? So could you help her guide her into what would be best for her?
So
and for everyone listening.
Yeah. One of the big things is like the Detox 5 that I know she had mentioned. Those I do suggest that you listen to at least once a day for 2 weeks. It just is, you know, people are loaded with viruses, bacteria, parasites, radiation, heavy metal, things like that. And unfortunately, as hard as I try to make it so that it literally goes away, poof, in 1 second, it doesn't do that for everyone. And it also depends on your thoughts, feelings, and emotions about them. So how many people out there believe that it can't go away in one heartbeat, right? So that plays a role in it as well. But you need to ask your body, does your body actually want to listen to it as much as what you're doing? Now, so that's one other caveat, because a lot of people that will go into this program literally, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing a drip where you get the each of the new modules each week, because you guys are all these type A personalities that want everything right now, yesterday, and so you want to just play, you know, all 9 of the MP3s all at the same time and want this done and over with now. And that's not really how this is set up. This is set up, we're going to give you a certain group of modules to listen to this week, let you deal with that. See, you're going to see things come up in your world. Different thoughts, feelings, and emotions are going to come up that week. We'll deal with those, and then you'll get a new module starting the next week. So it was laid out to build upon each other. I'm all about kindness to the body. So the last thing I want to do is have you guys ramrod these MP3s down your own throat and make your body angry or make your body not feel good. So this is, again, why we stretch it out over such a period of time, is there may be days where your body doesn't want to listen to any of it. So please listen to that. So I call it my yummy factor, right? If it feels really yummy, body, do we want to listen to metabolism today? If that just goes to the pit of your stomach, like, ugh. Okay, that's a big fat no. Nope, don't want to listen to that one today. If it feels really yummy and you're like, oh yeah, that would be delightful, okay, cool, then that one it would like to listen to. And then I always follow it up with, do you want to actually listen to it, or do you just want me to lower the volume and play it on low volume this time just in the background? Because there are days that my body actually wants to hear what's going on and listen intently, and then there's other times where it literally is just playing in the background. And sleeping through it is totally fine, too. In fact, sometimes sleeping through it can even be better because you don't have all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions getting in your way. So that's one piece of it. Another piece, though, is the Detox 5 is to detox you. How many of you believe that whenever you do a detox, you're going to get tired and fatigued and have different problems come out? Well, again, if you have that thought, feeling, or emotion, you will create it. So everywhere where you guys aren't willing to do a detox program and have it be absolutely delightful, graceful and easy for you and your body. Whatever's holding that in place, can we delete that now? And when you hear me yawning, that's just energy moving, and that has a lot of charge to it. So apparently a lot of you out there have that belief that you're going to have those kinds of effects. So we want to get that out so that you don't have to have those kind of effects. So that's the other piece of it, is that we really want this to be a kindness to your body, and that's why I talk so often about ask your body which one is going to be just yummy today, delightful to listen to. And if it's not, skip that one today and move to something else. So I have a feeling that she's overdoing it a bit. And if you recall, Amy, in the actual study, I forget what week it was when I fired everybody and made them not listen for an entire weekend. It was because we have a tendency to turn losing weight into a job. It's like I have to do these 25 things today so that I'll lose 1 ounce by tomorrow morning. Okay, that's not what this program is about. This program is about talking to the body and going, okay, so body, what's it going to take? What do you require? What food's going to be yummy? What MP3 is going to be yummy? What movement's going to be yummy? What do I need to be or do different here that's just going to change all this? And that's part of being that master creator and having your body as your best friend and working with you instead of against you.
And I would just add everything Lynn said, and especially for Teresa who wrote this question, you know, maybe you can find an MP3 player, you know, you can get them for really inexpensive if it's so hard if listening to it on your computer or on your phone, and not worrying about starting and stopping all the time is the other thing I would say, because that does sound tiring, and I can't imagine that your body wants you to do that either, to always be focused before and after every call and getting in and out of the car, that you're constantly looking at this MP3 and focused on this electronic. So I would definitely try to find a way that feels comfortable for you, and that's for everyone listening. For me, I would listen once or twice during the week with sound. I was on the live call. I might listen to it one more time. And then other than that, I just played it with low sound on an MP3 player. And sometimes I would walk out of the house, maybe when I took my dog on a walk, and maybe I wouldn't hear that track, but that's okay. I didn't need to make it. I didn't need to be fanatical about, you know, hearing every single track every single day. Some days I wouldn't do it at all. So it definitely did not feel like a chore. And it should not feel like a chore. And if it does, then that's getting a message that there needs to be a better way.
And let me just say too, Amy, the MP3s were definitely not meant to be listened to while you're driving. So you want to be very careful with that. Even when I'm doing private sessions or I'm doing different work, the only caveat that I pretty much ask people is, are you driving when you do this? Or are you driving? Because it seems to be more men than women, but literally they'll be driving their tractor or they're driving their car during their private session, trying to multitask, I guess. And so
no tractor driving.
That's right. We don't need anybody, you know, getting hurt while doing this process. So you may even want to ask your body, is this even where you want to listen?
Yeah, good point. Okay, let's move on. We're going to probably have to move a little faster, Lynn. I see it's already half past the hour. Now I know we both get carried away. Caroline in Switzerland, she says that her body asked her, strongly suggested she get on this call and send you a message. She's doing the program as well, and there's something extra her body needs that she thinks you can help her with. If there's just a certain little zing you can give her and everyone else on the call. She doesn't say what it's about. She just needs an extra boost, she says.
All right. Okay, so we have a little bit of a potassium deficiency, which can and will slow down that thyroid. So we want to pull in some potassium, and your body wants a fat emulsifier. It's a an amino acid to pull in to do some emulsification of the fat cells. So we're just going to go ahead and pull in through everybody's body on this call. So this is kind of how I get my supplements. I'm not really a pill person. I either get mine mainly through my food, or I get mine through this kind of a process because my body just doesn't like taking pills. So what I do is you're just going to be like an open window. We're just going to pull in whatever energy, vibration, or frequency that every cell requires. I'm going to pull it in and straight through the body, allowing the body just to grab what it needs and to let the rest pass right on through. So in Caroline's case, there are different parts of her body, especially the brain, that is grabbing some potassium. And there's several amino acids that she's just a little deficient in that would help to speed up fat cell reduction. So when you do that process, and you can do that, I do that every morning, and that's, again, how I get my goodies. So when you do that, just make sure that you don't limit it. You can pull in hormones. You can pull in amino acids. I mean, it can literally be anything that your cell, the cells of your body require. Okay?
Okay. Carolyn, let us know how that that gave you the little boost you needed. Someone in Lisbon, GL, you can easily lose weight if you're happy. I'm going to disagree on that, but it's easier. Can you lose weight and keep it off if you are unhappy?
Well, a couple of the things that we talk about in this program a lot are what brings you joy, and we talk about how to bring more joy into your life, so that actually can help your happy factor. But yes, it does make it a lot easier to release weight and to maintain when you are happy. During the process of this program, the live program, I had allowed myself to get super, super stressed about some trying to get some MP3s out and some work and all the sessions and everything. And literally, like, I felt like I was like 80, 90 years old. It was terrible. Like, my muscles hurt. All my joints just ached. I put weight on. I retained so much water. It was gross. And finally, I was like, you know, it took me a little while before I finally asked the body questions. And I went, okay, so what is this? And it was like, Lynn, this is your wake-up call to what stress can do to your body. And I was like, but everybody in the world is so stressed out. And the body was like, yes, this is what they feel like. Because that just isn't normal in my world. I don't have any pain. I don't have any of those kind of problems. And so even just the bloatiness, and that's a common question that people had been asking throughout the process. And literally the bodies were telling me, because then I went and checked with everybody and go, oh, my gosh, so what's everybody's stress levels? And that is the cause of a lot of things. So having your happy factor up, knowing that you're that master creator, and even if you're unhappy right now, you have the capacity to change it. And we talk about that in the program. Again, it doesn't sound like it's something that would be weight related, but it really is, that literally you can change your weight and you can change everything, but we do have to change that happy factor somewhat. And that was in the surveys a lot, wasn't it, Amy?
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people noticed at the end was a massive reduction in stress and anxiety. I'd say that was the number one side benefit that was noted, was a reduction in stress and anxiety, which has a lot to do with a happy factor. I will say this. I know plenty of people who are thin and unhappy, so it's definitely possible. Because thin doesn't make you happy, so it is possible. But like Lynn said, it's easier. It's definitely easier to lose when you are happier. So that's definitely something. It's the fact that you asked that question, I think you know that it's something you need to address as well. How can one avoid gaining weight when quitting smoking?
One would be the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you have about the fact that you do have to gain weight when you quit smoking. So when you see all your friends gain weight, it's like this, to me, it's like a thought, feeling, and emotion epidemic. Wow, so everybody believes that you have to gain weight when you quit smoking, so guess what you do? But when you are smoking, it's a stimulant, and it stimulates that nervous system and keeps that nervous system just running high octane. So there's things that we can do to still make sure that your nervous system is running, but how much over high octane is it running and is actually being counterproductive? So it's a happy medium that we're trying to strike here to make sure that you still lose, you don't have any problems, but your nervous system and your body is really happy as well.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to do one more question here and then go to a live call. My question is about maintaining. I was always thin until I got into my 50s, and then I started putting on the weight. I lost 25 pounds, but it's creeping back on. I gained 15 back, and I haven't changed my eating habits. What are your thoughts?
A lot of times after 50s, and a menopause was a huge theme that went throughout this for the women that were on the call, and the idea that you have to have symptoms such as weight gain from menopause, it can be thyroid issues. And again, so everywhere you guys have bought into the whole aging thing, do you guys realize how much money these companies make off of everyone with all their products for aging? They implant the idea into your head that all of these things are going to happen, and then we create them happening because we believe they're going to happen, and then they're going to come and save us, buy all these creams and supplements and whatever else they're promising. So it's all called marketing. So everywhere you guys have bought into the whole aging thing, that you have to feel decrepit, you have to feel like your body is abandoning you and not liking you anymore. Your body is your best friend. It's always been there, always going to be there, and it has your back. So the more that you start treating it as, wow, so what can we do to change this body and asking input from the body, the more that that can change for you. So everywhere you guys have bought into the aging, bought into whatever those things are for you, those thoughts, feelings, and emotions, that your eyes have to go at a certain age, your breasts will droop at a certain age, your skin will sag at a certain age, you'll add weight on due to menopause, whatever all of those are. We just move through the bodies right now, deleting as many as you're willing to let go of. All righty.
Okay, I'm going to take the next caller from West Palm Beach, 561 area code. Hello?
Hi, it's Jody.
Hi, Jody.
How are you, Amy? Hi, Lynn.
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, Jody.
I'm doing well. Well, my question is, first of all, I'm so excited you took my call. Lynn, I've been listening to a lot of your programs from a previous telesummit, and it's really been helping me in so many areas. I've been extremely obese for a number of years, and I've lost substantial amounts of weight at a time, like 100 pounds. And then I end up continually gaining it back, and I think I've reached a point that I've kind of stuck in the place of failure, feeling like I'm going to fail again, and then also just the fear of getting started again. So I was wondering if you maybe could share some insights of how to work through that.
Those are great questions, Jody, because those are ones that really struck a lot of people in the live one as well. And that is, so everywhere where you've tried everything, I think we ran this clearing on just about every call.
Yeah.
So everywhere you have literally tried everything. You've been on every diet known to man. You've done every exercise program known to man. You know, you've done it all. So everything that you've decided now about those programs, you've decided about your body, you've decided how big or how small your body has to be. So all of the decisions that you've made now about weight loss, how it has to happen, when it has to happen, and what your body has to look like, can we just delete all of it?
Yes, please.
Now, Jody, for you in particular, that really hits in the throat.
Yes, it does.
So whatever all that is that you've been kind of putting in that throat, if that means that you feel like, you know, you have things to say to certain people that you never would speak up for yourself or whatever those are, because they can be anything. They don't have to be literally about the throat. But whatever you have, whatever this energy is that's bottlenecked in there, can we just let this go, please?
Yes. Lynn, I also have severe allergies, and I've suffered from a number of occasions of close to anaphylactic shock, and so I'm fearful at times of when I do different supplements or try other things, and I do believe that's created some energy. When you said the throat, that's what immediately came to me, that I think there's a fear factor of eating sometimes, clearly, because now I feel like crying, which is, you're really bringing this out of me. Wow.
So everywhere where you have a fear of food, everywhere where you've decided at some point that, you know, food is not good for you, food is going to betray you, food is bad, food could potentially even kill you. And
yeah,
all the lifetimes that you've been a food taster for a king or somebody and maybe died, okay?
Yeah,
so
I
everywhere
have.
Where you, exactly. Everywhere where you've learned this, you know, I'm not sure food is my friend because food has killed me before. Can we just delete whatever those programs are?
Yes, please.
And everywhere where you came to the decisions it was the food and not the poison that somebody put in the food?
Yeah.
See, this is what I would call a misassociation. So you took, you know, food is a killer, food is bad, when really it wasn't the food, it was something else. So you've taken two totally separate concepts and put them together. So everywhere you guys have any misassociations, you move through the body's deleting that. Wow, that was like the biggest one yet. So, and everywhere you have a fear of getting started. So what really is that fear, Jody?
Of failing again. I've been so excited when I've lost the weight. I have all the tools. I know what works for my body. I know how I should be eating. And
okay,
I get
hold
excited.
Hold up. So everywhere where you know all this already, which means it can't happen any other way, okay,
can we
delete all that? And again, this program's about going, body, what do you know? Body, what's going to work for you? Because all the other ones may have helped you to lose some, but not actually keep it off.
Right.
You know, and I did some negotiations with people in the last series, and it was like the body might tell me that, look, I'm sure we can look like that, but you're going to have to do some work to maintain that. And some people actually got mad and were like, you know, I don't want to have to do that work. Okay, but that's why I'm telling you. I'm telling you that the body says you can lose all the way up to here, and it's going to be easy. Easy to lose and easy to maintain. And I will make it very easy for both of us and comfortable. So you have to kind of get through all these different places where you've already decided. See, this is a part of that old programming of I've decided what will work. So everywhere you've already decided what will work, rather than letting the body steer you and guide you through this process anew, can we delete that?
Yes.
So, you've never done this before, so is it even possible for you to fail? What is failure to you? What does failure mean?
A lot of it's become embarrassment because I'm 200 pounds overweight, and I really have just, I've successfully gotten so far, and then have relapsed, gained the weight back, and it's rather embarrassing after a while, and it's also a frustration, too, and well, just a lot of things, you know, of course, fear.
Yeah, but
and
you know what came up in the programs, though, Jody, was a lot of people, and I had written down paradoxes was one of the things I wanted to talk about, and to me this kind of falls in that category. There was a lot of people that they really, really wanted to lose. However, they were afraid of the judgment, like especially when you've done so many boomerangs like you have, like I have, like a lot of people on the call have, where it's like, oh, so you've lost again, or oh, so you've gained it all back. You know what I'm saying? There's judgment whether you lose it or whether you gain it back.
Well, this is true. And this, of course, there's the unwanted attention from men that I dealt with in my younger years. And the first caller you had tonight talked about abuse when I turned 54 about a year ago. I started remembering abuse from when I was 4 years old. Here I buried it for 50 years. So, you know, I see a lot of the issues that are wrapped up in this, you know, clearly.
But you mentioned another paradox, and Amy and I have talked about this one a lot, that desire, you really want to be seen, but then you only want to be seen so much. Like, you don't
right.
want to have too much attention, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's another paradox. So we've set up all these paradoxes in our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and the body's like, well, what the heck do you want? Do you want to lose it or you don't want to lose it? What do you want to do here? And so we confuse the body. And the body's just trying to give you what you desire. So part of the program is getting down to what really do I want here? What really is the target? So that you and your body can go both get with the program. So the program will move very smooth and very easy for you. Bam, straight on through. The two of you are on the same page. So everywhere you've created these paradoxes, can we delete those, please? Jody, everything you brought up is fabulous because it's all very basic and foundational to everything that is in the program. And we talk about these things almost every week in the program.
Our whole last call is on maintaining because, like you said, it's you can lose, but it's keeping it off is often the biggest obstacle for people. So many people yo-yo, and I remember when we did the surveys after it was over, and after that last call, people are like, "Wow, we've done so much already, and here was this whole other minefield of reasons why we can't keep it off, why we just gain back, because it really is our comfort zone, and we have to redefine the comfort zone and figure out why it feels so yucky to be what it doesn't seem like it should, but it does feel yucky on some level to be slim." Or to lose the weight. So yeah, a lot. You could have written a course, really, Jody.
Yeah. I'm going to consult you next time.
Well, thank you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Let's
Jody.
Do a few more. Let me get back to the Q&A. Where did I go there? This is from Angela. I've been told numerous times that I'm highly sensitive to people and the environment around me. A well-known lady on her radio show confirmed this and that told me as a child I had not received proper nourishment from my mother emotionally and or physically. I'm not obese yet, but I now weigh the most I have in my life. I'm quite unhappy. Can you help me?
Well, there's a couple things that ring here. So the first one is sensitive to people. So we talk a lot about that in the program as well, where one of the big breakthroughs that I had several years ago was literally I'm in this restaurant and I could hear, like I had, you know, one piece of toast. I was trying to be very conscious of what I was eating. I walked through and I was like, body, what do you want? You know, here's one Eggs Benedict, one piece of toast that it's on, you know, a glass of orange juice and I'm good. And then all of a sudden I literally could hear. Now, I might literally be able to hear it consciously, but you guys have to get that even if you're not where I'm at in this moment, you and your body are still receiving this information, whether you cognitively know it or not. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden this, like, Constantinian kind of battle starts going on where it's like, I want another piece of toast, and I need more of this, and I want some hash browns. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And it was every other body in the restaurant that was screaming at me. All the people that were on diet that were depriving themselves of different things, that's what my body was picking up on. So you guys have to get that most of you are probably somewhat sensitive people. And so we'll give you some tools to work with so that you don't feel like you have to be at the effect of all these other people and their bodies screaming at you and things like that.
Yeah, that came up a lot in the on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
A lot of empaths and sensitive people. And the other thing is I know, Lynn, you always talk about, you know, when we're told by other people, oh, you have this or you have that, and then that sticks you. And you think,
yeah.
Now I've got to operate under this perception of myself. And what if you could change? Maybe that did happen, but what if you could change how you are now? And Lynn goes into a lot of that during the program as well. about changing the story or letting go of the story, not letting it stick you for the rest of your life. So
yeah, because to me, I would call that a diagnosis, right? A diagnosis to me is when somebody tells you something, you know, about you and your body. So it's a diagnosis that you're sensitive. Now you have to be sensitive to flipping everything. Or it's a diagnosis that someone said you didn't get proper nourishment from your mom. Okay, so that was a nice little bomb to drop in my lap. What am I supposed to do with that information? You know, so that's not very kind to give that information to someone and then literally just to watch them now create this whole, you know, thing around it, okay? So all the diagnoses that you've bought from everybody, including yourself, because we're great at diagnosing ourselves, and I truly mean even in medicine, from your doctors, if you've been told you have thyroid problems, whatever, I'm not saying that the diagnosis is incorrect. All I'm saying is everywhere where you bought the diagnosis and now you're running with the ball and functioning in your whole life from that diagnosis, it's not allowing your body to shift and change because you're making it so solid. Because in my world, what creates disease of any kind is when you take something that was meant to be fluid and you try to make it solid. And that's what these thoughts, feelings, and emotions are doing. So everywhere you guys have been diagnosed with anything in this lifetime or any others, can we just move through the body deleting all of those? That one's always a big one.
Mm-hmm. Ruthie says she has a program and she just has a question. She's listening to Detox 5 today for the first time and then the brain bonus. And then she has module 1, and she's going to get module 2 in another week. And is she supposed to listen to the Detox 5 for 2 weeks before she starts the other modules, or can they be listened to at the same time?
No, you can do it simultaneously. That's not a problem. The brain bonus that was in there really kind of gets things jump-started. The Detox 5 is going to get things jump-started. So just, again, go with your body, which ones do you want to hear? Some people will play, you know, all of them. If that works for your body, great. If it doesn't, go with what your body asks for.
Okay. Now, the rest of these questions we're going to answer real quick so we can get to one more live caller. If you have visceral fat on your stomach, do you have to do something specific? I seem to be getting bigger around my waist. I look 6 to 7 months pregnant.
We do work on visceral fat in several of the modules.
Mm-hmm. And that was a big one, a lot of bloating. Sometimes it's not actual fat, but actually it's what's underneath of it that's swelling, inflammation, and digestive issues that can be causing it. And we cover all of that multiple times. Thank you to the caller, because I'm fairly certain I was abused and don't have distinct memory. So thank you again for our first caller. Love and gratitude to the first caller. Interesting, a massively foul smell has filled the room. Is that from the energy clearing?
It definitely can be with the release. A lot of people will dissipate the energies through the pores of their cells, and so sometimes a smell can come. That can be a lot of chemicals and things like that that are coming out.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to inform my coworkers who share the same office space with me that I will be running the programs during the day on low volume, especially regarding the detox?
Truthfully, I wouldn't, because they may say, no, you can't do that. But for me, and we've had some great testimonials. There was a woman that wrote in, and I forgot to bring all of her information so I could say it correctly, but her daughter had her daughter was in a room, so they shared a wall, she said. She never was actually in the room where she was playing the Detox 5 or playing the Body BFF stuff. So she's in her own bedroom, and her teenage daughter, all of a sudden, her body shape literally changed. She hadn't done anything different. She didn't, like, grow, you know, and stretch out or anything like that. Literally, her breasts changed. Her body shape completely changed. Totally different. And she said the only thing that had changed was she was in the same house when she was playing all the Body BFF stuff. So she was very, very amazed and happy because the daughter was absolutely ecstatic. So,
and I remember she said the daughter is just starting to gain some weight. She wasn't, you know, overweight, but she was concerned about it. And all of a sudden, all of her clothes were too loose.
Yeah.
And she was thrilled, and that was the only thing. So, and Lynn, you always talk about how every body takes what it wants and leaves out what it doesn't want. So it's not a permission-based thing. It's a body consciousness thing. So if you're playing it and their bodies don't want it, they won't take it. If their bodies want it, they'll take it. It's kind of like bringing in cupcakes. You know, if they want the cupcakes, they'll take them. You're not forcing them down their throat. and everyone's always happy, right?
Yes.
What about mothers who told us we must clean our plates because of all the starving children in Korea? I had Malawi.
I had Africa.
Africa in general. Okay. we do talk about that definitely in the call. I think it's in the food module, and I think it's again in the DNA ancestry culture module.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a biggie for a lot of people. I have the program every 2 or 3 days. I want wine. I ask my body, and the answer is always yes. Will this program help me to release this need?
Yes, but also depending on what's going on there, the body actually might be requiring something that's in that wine. So you may want to ask the body, is there a different way for me to get whatever this is that you desire? Because like for me, I don't like pickles at all. And every once in a while, my body will ask for pickles. Now, they'll either taste really yummy when normally they don't, or literally if I just really don't want a pickle, I'll go, okay, so body, can you give me a different choice that will still give you whatever you need that's in that pickle? And it will give me a different food. I've never had my body say, oh, heck no, just do what I said and sit down and shut up. Okay, if the body does not function that way, the body wants to be your best friend. It wants to work with you.
Okay, we can take one more call. That was the last thing we're going to do, the Q&A, since we're already at our hour. So just do one more call, and this is Toronto, Ontario, 416 number. Hello?
Oh, my goodness, is that me?
It's you. Who's speaking?
Hello! Oh, hurrah! Amy, thank you so much for putting this together for all of us. Because
you're welcome.
I think we're
it's
all
fun,
really
isn't
learning
it?
How to transform my body. Lynn, and I want to ask this question in a way that helps everybody, even though obviously I'm concerned about my own body as well. I was sexually assaulted in 1999. And at the time, was that my ideal body, right? You know. But although I feel intellectually I put the trauma behind me, the fact that I'm carrying weight, that I, you know, there are other things going on too, but I'm wondering if I need to let my body know it's okay, that it's safe to be me at my ideal self again.
Yeah, a lot of times in situations like this, it's like we put on weight to fend people off. Right? Like if I'm at that ideal body weight again, then someone else might come and attack me, right? We had a lot of women that in the maintenance portion in relationships were like they didn't want to lose weight because they didn't want to have the amount of sex that their husband was wanting or demanding, and they couldn't just say no. Or maybe it was the opposite. They felt like they wanted more sex, and they were afraid they'd actually divorce their husband or have an affair or something because now they're slender and sexy, and they didn't want to have to make that decision. So this is what I'm talking about when people come to decisions about certain situations in their life, and then they run with that program. It's generally not a conscious thing. So whatever decisions you came to about you and your body when this assault occurred, can we just move through the body deleting whatever those are and setting you free to make different choices?
Okay. I mean, focus in the wrong direction. Is my body just simply, could it be something else that's keeping me from losing it?
Well, it can certainly be this.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is everywhere where you've made certain decisions about your body and about the assault that occurred,
right?
Can we just delete those points of view from your body?
Okay. Wow.
You see, there's a lot of resistance. It's like this is like my what was that little blanket the kid from Charlie Brown had?
A
security
Linus?
Blanket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is it's like you have the security blanket that you want to let go, but you're holding on very tight. So whatever that is, will you let it go?
Ew. So it's like, hey, it's the old story or it's the new dress. Which do you want?
Yeah. So wow. These are the kinds of things that we look at in the program, because there may be times throughout the program where you're going to hit something that's like this, where it's like, no, I'm just not ready yet. And that's another reason why we've done a replay of it, because people caught things in the replay they didn't even hear the first time around. And different energies worked on things that you weren't willing to let go of last time, they let go this time. So that's another reason to answer someone else's question from earlier, why do we keep re-listening? Because literally, you kind of loosen the reins and are willing to give up things now that maybe you weren't willing to give up 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Like, so,
I want to let go of it. I do. I just don't know how. Thank you.
Well, it's not a matter of how. It's a matter of are you, and we talked about it with the first lady as well, are you willing to let this continue to rule parts of your life, or are you done with that? Do you demand of you that I am done with this? I am not, this is not ruling my life anymore, and I'm done right now, no matter what. So that means even though it might be scary to let go of my security blanket, am I willing to do that? And at some point, you'll be willing.
Wow.
And it may be today, and it may not.
And we're going to put a replay up of this as well, so you may want to listen to this part again if you feel like you want to get that question asked of you again.
Thank you so much, ladies.
I can't tell you how many people have similar issues. And one of the things we found in the surveys was that people have associations, like these misassociations, with something bad that happened when they were at a slim weight. Maybe they got that skinny because they were sick, or maybe someone they loved was very ill and got very slim, or maybe something bad like this attack happened, or maybe they got a divorce, or who knows what the association is, and they associate being slim with something really bad happening. And of course, they never want to be slim again. Who wants something bad to happen again? So we work a lot on that throughout many modules of these misassociations. So, but that's very, very common. It's surprising. I know it was common, but to see it coming up over and over again is just, wow, this happens to so many women. So, definitely it's a big piece. Okay, so that is going to be all the callers that we can take at this time. We already went over time. As you can see, there's just so many things involved. And just to let you know, we mentioned in the beginning, we now have the three packages. The two packages that we talked about in the first interview, exactly the same. The only a change is the name of the package. Instead of A and B, they're Transcend and Ultimate. And then you also, there are some extra bonuses. So just, you definitely want to check out the page, lovingfoodlovinglife.com/Lynn. And now we also have the foundation package, which is the first four modules, which includes food, it includes abuse, it includes metabolism, and then includes toning and movement, as well as all the bonuses. So if you kind of just want to dip your toe in the water, well, it's more than a toe. If you just kind of want to get into your knees, you can go with the foundation package. And then, and yes, later Lynn is going to make available the other four modules as a second package if you want to go in deeper with the hormones, past lives, DNA, and culture, and the maintenance/maintaining your weight, keeping it off module. So thank you all so much for being on the call with us, for coming back. We had another full house, which is great, but I understand completely because I'm kind of addicted to Lynn too. So Lynn, is there anything else you wanted to add?
I think I'm good. So, guys, I look forward to you guys joining in on the program and losing weight and reshaping and feeling great about you. That's the bigger point for me, is you starting to feel great about you.
Yeah, that is our ultimate goal. So thanks again, and we'll see you at the next interview. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.